Hi, welcome to MMA UK with me, Danny Brough. I'm joined with Jamie, the Haymaker Hay. How's it going, Jamie? You okay?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Said you had a busy day, been in the gym?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I have indeed. Early morning, then going to go for probably a couple mile run tonight as well, just to have a bit of a move around and then back to it for the weekend then. So, yeah,
big
weekend planned.
Yeah, it's Jamie fighting on the Full Contact Contender 25. 29th of February at the Bolton Arena against Anthony Craney. What weight are you fighting at, mate? I've not got it on here.
At 70. So I'm still at lightweight at the minute. I feel comfy at lightweight, so I kind of want to stick around there, and I feel like I've put some good size on, sort of muscle size and stuff like that. Lost a lot of fat over the last few years, and I think I'm rather than going back down to featherweight at the minute, I prefer to stick at sort of the lightweight region for now, and I don't feel outsized by anybody.
Have you got much cutting to do then, or are you just trying to keep it maintained?
I usually walk around about 76 kg. Don't tend to walk around any heavier than that. I like to compete with jiu-jitsu as well, so depending on what the weight brackets are for that, there's some good tournaments out there that do like under 77, so I'm more than happy to stick around at this sort of weight. I've done the higher weights, I've done the under 8s and stuff like that, and I feel a little bit too small for that. I'm just trying to stick around this sort of weight, and I'm happy with it, and I feel good and I feel fed most of the time, so yeah, decent.
Yeah, feel the punches a bit more when you're moving up to it.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's everything sort of changes at that sort of weight, so I feel good walking around at sort of 76. If I go any heavier, I'm not too happy, and if I go much lower than 74, I'm not happy either, so I like to stick around that sort of way. And my weight cutting's pretty easy. I've got it pretty much on point for 70. Well, I cut to 66 without salt bathing and stuff like that. So I reckon, 70 is easy enough for me.
Right, nice, yeah. Obviously, Anthony Craney, your opponent, you done much reading up on him? What's your approach? Do you bother?
I work on the scene, don't I? I know who Anthony is. He's a dangerous sort of Thai boxer when he comes forward. But I won't be letting him come forward, so. It's pretty much that. I know I'm better than him on the ground. I think I'm better than most on the ground, if I'm being honest. I think at that sort of weight, I'm going to be pretty strong in that division. I don't know. I'm more than happy to fight anybody at the minute. Obviously, still building my career up, and Anthony's next in line, and we'll just take it from there, really.
Yeah, I watched your pro debut, and tell you what, mate, you look like a nice, calm, nice lad. He came straight up starting blocks, no messing, straight at him, elbows, TKO finish. Well, where'd it come from? Where's the fire come from?
I've always had it, mate. I've always had that fire and control, and it's the best way to be humbled in the gym and to learn from some of the best. And to be honest, over the last few years, I've learned from some of the best. You know, obviously my coach and training partner, Ian Butlin. And then, Tom Blackledge, that I've done a lot of training with Tom over the years, and he's taught me a hell of a lot. Props to them two as sort of the two coaches I've had. And then Roberto Atala, my jiu-jitsu coach from Brazil, along with Igor, who's over at the minute trainer. So, yeah, we've got, like I say, the fire's there because of the training partners that we've got and the team that we're building and whatnot. And I've always been around it, really, so it's kind of... You've just got to switch it on the night, haven't you? And I've had the nights where I've not switched it on as well, so I've learned from that, and that's where the mistakes have been made in the past, and they've been rectified now. So more than happy to turn it on with anybody that I fight against. But yeah, keeping calm, I think it's part of it. I think you've got to be chilled out and ready to go, and then switch on. But once you're in that cage, because people can talk as much shit as they want, but as soon as that cage door closes, it's just two people in there, and it's done then, isn't it? And you've got to either turn on or go home.
Well, you definitely turned it on, mate. It was phenomenal. I think, what was it, under 45 seconds, definitely. I don't know what the exact time was.
11 seconds, yeah.
Was it 11 seconds?
So, it's nice. I think it's the quickest ever stoppage on FCC as well. So out of 24 events, to have that record is nice. I know it's the quickest TKO finish for death, and I'm not too sure about submissions. Yeah. But just to have that record on a show that's very, very close to me and close to my heart, I'm pretty chuffed with it, to be honest. So yeah.
Yeah, because I think I've seen earliest fights from FC 11. I don't know if you did any before that. The earliest one I saw was on the 11 one. So
Yeah, I mean, I used to work with FCC, so I used to, you know, I mean, Adam go back a long way. I used to help him, you know, do some of the matchmaking back in the day, and I used to do some of the sort of floor management running, stuff like that for him. I've done all sorts with FCC, commentated there as well.
I was just about to say that, yeah, you swap the mic for the gloves.
Yeah, well, that's it, that's the thing. So I'm one of them people where I sort of practice what I preach, and I've always talk shit about fighting, so I've always talked the talk. So, you know, backing up, it's something that's always been in my head, that, you know, I need to show what I can do, and that's why I kind of, you know, started fighting again, and especially at the pro level, because I know I'm good enough for it. Yeah. So, you know, being able to talk about other people's fighting, I like to be able to show that I can do it myself as well.
Yeah, it's great to see, mate. Like I say, going from that, I've seen you on Sky. Pulling a punch, you're pulling no punches.
Yeah.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Well impressed with it.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Yeah, that's again, that's a project with my business partner, Ian Butlin and Andy Butlin as well. You know, we've heavily invested into MMA on Cage this past few years, and the hard work's paid off, really, with us getting a show on the telly. So, yeah, it's nice to have, and it's something I was looking forward to doing, and we started it 3 years ago, actually. We actually did the original casting for it, and we worked with Kane Musa and Brendan Lochnane and Stapes and people like that. So we had some really good people originally helping us for the pilot, and that's kind of what's pushed it forward to get where we are now. So, you know, big props to them, and thank you very much. And hopefully Brendan and Kane, we're going to get back on very soon. We had Stapes on, obviously, the first show.
Yeah.
We've got a second show recorded as well. So watch out for that. We've got Mohamed Makhachev, brilliant lad, amazing fighter. I think 23-0 now, which is phenomenal as an amateur. Yeah. And then Jay Furness just got his black belt as well. So we're talking to Jay on the couch as well. So yeah, really good. I mean, it was a long time coming for us, and we wanted to make it as good as possible. But what we didn't want is we want people to tune in and see that it's, you know, it's fighters talking about fighting, yeah. And we want to make that very, very clear. We're going to talk about the subjects that other people might not want to talk to or might not feel comfortable with. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, certain things like celebrity MMA things coming up soon. That's going to be a show that we're going to be looking at very, very soon, because it's a big talking point. These guys are going to be making more money than, you know, a lot of the pro fighters out there. So let's talk about it. Let's get out there. And, you know, we've got some good stuff planned.
Yeah, no point of shying away from it, is there? Like I say, I had it recorded anyway, because I've seen Levi Steedman. She put a post on. I saw her at Budo. Well impressed with her. So I had it recorded. Then obviously saw you coming up for your fight. Thought, better get it watched before I come and speak to you. Do you know what I mean? So obviously you had her on, which I'm going to see again in middle of March. We had Martin Stapleton. He's going to be at Cage Warriors. So I'm thinking, well, there's two people I'm going to be seeing over the next few weeks. Then you had Tom Blackledge, UFC, Ultimate Fighter, number 10. Thinking, flipping it, I'm already your number one fan, mate.
Well, do you know what? You know, like I say, myself and Ian, we've been on the scene a long time. Ian was, you know, one of the UK's originals. Now, that was what was so good about the first show. We had, you know, three of the UK originals. And then we've got myself, obviously, an up-and-coming professional fighter. And then we've got Levi, an up-and-coming amateur who will be pro at some point over the next couple of years. So we had a really good dynamic show, I think, for the first one. We got some very good reviews. Having people like Tom on it, and obviously Stapes. I mean, you don't get too much better for your first show as UK legends. Both have done a lot. Stapes still doing a lot at the minute. Got, you know, fight on Cage Warriors soon. So yeah, it was an exciting project, and it's something we've really taken off with, and we're hoping just continues to keep rolling. And people wanted to come on the show. We're getting messages left, right, and centre, and you know, we're even going to try and get some people from outside of MMA into it as well. You know, we're looking at a couple of professional boxers. We're looking at one of the world's best Thai boxers at the minute. We're going to be approaching him over getting him on there. So we're not just looking at the MMA side of it. We're looking at martial artists in general and fighters. So yeah, we're going to continue to grow, hopefully. And like I say, Tom will be back on the show at some point. He's got a lot of very good stories. So yeah, it'd be good fun.
Yeah, speaking of Cage Warriors, obviously debuting in Manchester, must be, you know, it's exciting for the area. You're a Rochdale lad, aren't you?
Yeah, well, Haywood lad, yeah. But yeah, I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's a long overdue thing. And all the lads over Cage Warriors, they do a fantastic job over there. You know, Graham Boylan's done a great job of what he's done with Cage Warriors. I'd love to fight for him at some point. And that's a guarantee. That's definitely on the radar for me in the future. Ian Dean, the best matchmaker in Europe as well. So they've got what it takes. I think just finding where it suited in Manchester was what they needed, as in venue-wise. I presume that's what it's probably been the hold-up. And they've also not really had the traction from some Manchester fighters like they had probably in Liverpool with Paddy and Ventry and people like that. And obviously Molly back when she was in the Cage Warriors days. So I think they've now got the dynamic with it, especially on the amateur scene. Levi, obviously. Stapes, he's great, and then Jack Cartwright. I mean, that man is a monster, mate. I love watching Jack, and I have done since I commentated his debut, going back, I don't know when it was, 2013 might have been, and he was against Robbie Fallon, and he got caught in a very tight triangle, punched his way out of the triangle against a black belt, and then knocked him clean out. So to watch Jack Cartwright from his first fight to now. I still see the synergies what he started off with just that raw power and amazing wrestling. And now the guy's like such an all-round fighter. So he's a great pull for Manchester. And plus, he can talk as well. And that talk what Jack does, that's no bullshit. That is just, him. It's
literally him, yeah.
And that's what works. So I think, you know, if you look at Paddy, that's what works for Paddy. And it's going to work the same for Jack. So, yeah, I'm dead chuffed. I think to have the card that they've got on there is fantastic. And yeah, I'll definitely be there to watch and be after my fight. So I'll be having a couple of beers watching that, I'm sure.
Yeah, bet you'll be glad to have some beers down you, like you say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's always good to have a couple of beers watching the lads fight and stuff like that. So yeah, it's and ladies, but yeah, it's I think it's going to be a good show. I can't see it being anything but bombs going off there with the likes of Jack knocking people flat at the minute, and I can see the same again. I can only see one outcome with him, mate. I think he's just that good.
Yeah, like I said, I'll be there myself, but I won't be doing any drinking. I'll be doing a post-fight interview, so just water for me.
Nah, you've got a job to do, mate. That's right.
I was going to touch on that. So what do you think made you decide to go for the pro route? What was the turning point to make you think, right, this is it? I've had enough amateurs under my belt. I'm going for it.
Yeah, I think it was just the right time. I think the rule set, I like the rule set of professional fighting. I was training extremely hard, working with the likes of, you know, one of my lads, Sam Kelly, who fights out of Blackledge as well, who I also coach. He's a fantastic young lad, and he really sort of made me want to fight again, just watching him train and things like that. And I thought, I'm ready. I've always felt ready to go in the pro ranks anyway. And I think my mindset was at the right time to make the switch across and have a goal for this next few years and see where I can get to. So for me, it was just I've always had the fight in me, but sometimes you need that destination to be able to keep yourself on track. And when I decided to go pro, I spent, you know, a year in the background of working on my jiu-jitsu more and more and more, working on, you know, my gradings and stuff like that with that. My striking, working with a Thai boxing coach, Pete Oldham. Big shout out to him because he's a class Thai boxer himself and a very good coach. So I started to work these little bits and I thought it was all coming together. So the time was right, and if I don't do it now, I won't do it. And that was kind of my thought process. So I'm going to stay very, very active this year. I want to be on, you know, a show at least every probably 2 to 3 months realistically. So that's the plan. But yeah, I just felt like it was the right time realistically. And I didn't want to waste any more time.
Have you got anything in mind coming up, or are you just focusing on FCC 25 for now and take it from there?
Just focusing on that and then speak to my team and see where we're at with it and what's a viable sort of opponent really. I'd like I say, I'm looking to, after this fight, I'm looking for a step up. That's a guarantee, and that's not overlooking this fight. I am looking to make that step over the next year, and each fight I'm going to make it tougher and tougher. So yeah, I'm definitely up for fighting throughout this next couple of years and whatever comes in front of me. I'd like obviously to look at some regional titles and things like that, but destinations such as Cage Warriors is definitely on the radar, and then potentially even looking at, you know, we've got some good potential with M1. Global, and that's something I'd probably like to look at by the end of next year.
All right, nice. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I've got to win every fight that's in front of me first. So we'll see how it comes.
Yeah, should be good. So obviously fights coming up end of the month. What's your training like? Do you, are you a heavy sparer, light sparer? Do you tend to try and cool it down before the fight comes up?
Heavy spar once a week, and then I do light sparring as well. A lot of move around sparring, a lot of move arounds, just in general with footwork as well. Just getting all sorts. Fitness is a massive part of my game these days. So I'm out sort of running and training every single day that I can. Hill sprints, things like that. That's a big part of the regime now. Also sponsored by Primal and Body Influence, two guys that have massively helped me out with my training on the conditioning side. So a lot of strength and conditioning. And obviously, jiu-jitsu speaks for itself. I train Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Rio Grappling Club over in Manchester. And then I train over in Huddersfield as well with Ian Butlin. So yeah, I do a lot of grappling, but obviously a lot of no-gi. The main focus throughout the fight camp since sort of New Year's been no-gi, for obvious reasons. And then obviously wrestling as well. I'm like I say, I tend to wrestle a couple of times a week where possible. So yeah, we've got a great team of guys. We've got Andy Butlin, ex-professional boxer, Lee Keast, ex-professional boxer. Again, working with these guys, so that's working my footwork and my hand speed. Ian Butlin, obviously we know Ian was a MMA fighter himself, jiu-jitsu purple belt as well, so and a fantastic wrestler. So I've got all these guys around me that I'm constantly training with. I take much more of a direct approach these days with my training. I've got a lot of sort of private tuition on the side as well that I do to keep up my levels really, and work with some fantastic guys that come over, like our black belt from Brazilian top team at the minute, that's over Igor. So I'm working with him, cracking black belt and getting some super rounds in with him. So yeah, there's a lot of training goes into it, and I feel the fittest I've ever been.
Nice, good to see you, mate. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the 29th. I'll be there spurring you on. All the best, mate, and keep up good work.
Appreciate it, mate. I'll speak to you soon. Hopefully get you on the show as well.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Take it easy.
Thank you, mate.
See you, buddy. Cheers.